Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I wanted teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. I've been asked time and again about how to pick a financial professional to work with on managing money. Today's show will go over my thoughts on how to work with investment advisors, money managers, stockbrokers, and other financial managers to help you attain financial success. Shortly before I started in the financial services industry, the title of the person who helped you invest your money was a customer's man. That was when the only women who worked in the financial industry were known as sales assistants. Notice the word sales. Selling securities, stocks, and bonds was the main job of these male individuals. In the late 70s, women were added to the mix, and the titles changed to stockbroker, account executive, and then in the 1980s, it became financial consultant. Then in the early 90s, financial advisor, investment advisor, portfolio manager, and financial planner made their way into the industry lexicon. With all these different titles, you need a program to know what to expect and what each professional can do for you. One, why do I need an investment professional? Yes, you can manage your own money and plan your future without any help. However, if you don't plan on making that your hobby in your spare time, I would advise against being your own financial planner or investment advisor. Don't get me wrong, there are plenty of sources of information about the markets, the economy, new and upcoming companies, initial public offerings, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, asset allocation, balancing, and financial trends. But you may find that having another set of eyes or ears when you're setting up your investment accounts and making decisions for your retirement plans, that an experienced professional may be just what you need. With so much information out there, it is often way too easy to get whipsawed by the news you see on the popular shows, the internet sites, and even social media. Most people are investing for the long term, for college in 18 years, retirement in 40 or 50 years, time horizons that go way out, way beyond the latest and fastest news out there. Like being on a diet, working out with a trainer, practicing the piano, playing video games, shooting hoops, discipline, practice, consistency, and a routine are essential to good portfolio management and financial planning. Look at an investment advisor or financial planner just like you would your trainer at the gym or your coach when you play golf or play tennis. Someone who can help you stay true to your plan and your practice, getting better all the time with your investment goals in mind. Most people need someone to remind them it is time to make their IRA contribution, to let them know that they have some extra cash built up in their account that can be better employed in an investment, to go over their gains and losses in their portfolio, and help them create some year-end tax savings by rebalancing their portfolio appropriately. In addition, you may need someone to step in and let you know that you're spending way too much money, that you need to save that windfall you receive before you spend it on a whim, and that you might want to stop using your credit cards for a few months in order to pay off your consumer debt. Additionally, your investment professional may be able to help you resist the temptation to manage your money using fear as your guidepost. Several times I had to counsel my clients to hold on to their investments while they watched the market crashing down around them, to guide them into reaffirming their long-term resolve and stay on the path we had set together to save and invest for later on in their life. Consider your financial professional to be your coach to reach your financial future. Two, preparing for your visit with a financial professional. Before you decide that you want to invest your money with XYZ brokerage firm or tell your life story to the financial planner your sister-in-law swears by, think about what you want to do with your money. What are your three main goals? Are you saving for college for your children? Do you want to be able to buy your first house and want to save for a down payment? Are you looking to build up your retirement account as quickly as possible? Would you like to take your entire family on a vacation somewhere far away? Once you know what your three main goals are, then you need to make sure your paperwork is in order. You will need copies of bank and investment statements, an idea of the value of your home if you own it, and a general idea of your net worth. If you have been working with an accountant, then you probably have copies of your tax return easily available to you. If not, then you are going to have to print those out and make copies of whatever you have. Because any financial professional worth working with will ask you questions about your current situation that will include your annual income, the business you are in and that your spouse is in if you're married, any current investments you have, your retirement accounts or potential retirement benefits, whether you own your home, have a mortgage, own your cars, have a car payment, what kind of credit card debt you have, if you have any life insurance, disability insurance, and if you have any other non-traditional assets like art, precious metals, patents, and copyrights, restricted stock or ownership in privately held partnerships or corporations. In addition to these kinds of questions, be prepared for questions about whether you want income, growth, preservation of capital, or income and growth. Income means that you will see monthly, quarterly, or semi-annual cash flow into your account. Growth means the value of what you buy will go up, say from $50 a share to $75 a share. Preservation of capital means that you want to make sure your principal is safe, that it won't go up and down in value, at least not too much. And income and growth, often referred to as total return, means that you get a little cash flow and hopefully a little increase in value over your original investment. For my clients, I wanted to be their money doctor, the person I could come to, and hopefully I would be able to help them develop a solution to their money problems. During the busiest years of my practice, I helped countless clients set aside money to send their kids to college. I saved a ranch from being sold to pay estate taxes, assisted a maiden aunt in setting up generation-skipping trusts for her nieces and nephews and grandnieces and nephews, saving her entire estate from estate taxation. I also helped grow a woman's assets so that when she died, she left a substantial bequest to the Humane Society. Just an example of a few of the things that you can do when you work with someone to help you grow your money. So when you work with a financial professional, think of it kind of like a checkup with your doctor. A good financial professional will ask you the same kind of questions about your financial situation. If there is something that is bothering you or that you are worried about regarding your money, let them know and see what they have to say about it. Working together, you can come up with a solution to what ails you and your money. 3, interviewing potential candidates. When you're looking for someone to work with to help you take care of your money, keep in mind it is a partnership between the two of you. No matter how little or how much money you have, you are the pilot and your financial professional is the co-pilot. So you want to select someone who you feel comfortable with, who you believe you can trust, who you can talk openly with, who will have your best interest at heart. You want to ask them about their experience, how long they've been in the business, if they have any special education, how long have they been at that firm. You want to ask them what to expect from them in the way of communication. Will they call you every month, every quarter, once a year, or will you just get statements and an email newsletter from the firm where they work? And leave the rest up to you. You want to know if they will be managing your money just for you, a couture portfolio, so to speak, or if they will be recommending that you place your money in a managed fund, mutual fund, exchange-traded fund, or pooled fund. You will want to ask them how they are paid. Is it by commission, per transaction? Is it a wrap fee, which is a percentage of the money under management? Is it a 12b-1 fee paid when you liquidate a fund? Or are you paying an hourly fee or a retainer billed to you quarterly? You need to be open and honest about how much risk you're comfortable with when you share your thoughts with the people you interview. To measure risk, think about how much money you would be willing to lose in 1 week. During the financial meltdown in 2008, many people saw their portfolios drop 30% in 1 week, losing close to one-third of their money. If they'd held onto their investments 6 years later, they would have regained the amount they had lost. Being frank about when you're going to need your investment money, making sure you have 6 to 9 months of expenses saved in a government-insured account, and realizing that growth takes time will help you weather financial storms. Do not let fear manage your portfolio for you. There are lots of ways to deal with risk in investments: diversification, asset allocation, rebalancing, averaging up and down, regular checkups or reviews. Diversification means you don't put all your eggs in one basket, not everything in one company or one type of investment. Asset allocation means that you divide up your money into different asset classes in the belief that they do not all move together. So hopefully something you own will be moving up when something else is moving down and not moving at the same speed. Rebalancing means that with regular discipline, you take profits in some investments to bring the asset allocation back into the proportion you decided to follow in the first place. So you don't have too much money in one place, so you are balanced. Averaging up and down means you buy regularly in small amounts to increase your investment in a company or fund, with the price being up or down from when you first bought it, usually giving you a lower average price, and keeps you in the practice of putting money aside for investment on a regular basis. Regular checkups or reviews means you and your financial professional meet regularly, at least once a year, to go over your goals, your life circumstance, and any changes that may have occurred in your life, and your investments, making any necessary changes as you go along to stay on track for you to accomplish your goals. 4, investment advisors, portfolio managers, certified financial planners, chartered financial analysts, chartered life underwriter, what do all these people do? The term investment advisor usually means someone who has passed the state investment advisor law exam and maybe someone who has passed the Series 7 securities exam and is a registered representative of a major stock exchange. These people work for banks, investment firms, stock brokerage firms, insurance companies, as well as portfolio managers or money managers. They may be selling you something like individual securities, charging you a commission, or they may be selling you management services, which is usually charged by a percentage of money under management. Portfolio managers usually manage money in a pool or fund. They may manage just equities or stocks, or they may just manage fixed income, master limited partnerships, international securities, currencies, commodities, options, and any number of securities. Usually they have a minimum investment requirement that may begin at $500,000 or more. They charge a percentage under management. Chartered financial analysts usually work with management firms or trust companies analyzing economic and financial data. To be a CFA, they must pass 3 very rigorous exams that test their knowledge of financial and investment analysis, as well as portfolio management theory and practice, and participate in continuing education on a regular basis. Certified financial planners, after acceptance to the program, go through a 1 to 2 year course of study where they learn about economics, insurance, taxes, retirement planning, savings, and investments. In addition, they have to pass an exam that reaffirms their knowledge and expertise and work under the supervision of another CFP before attaining their certification. Chartered life underwriters usually work in the insurance and annuity field, guiding their clients into life insurance, fixed and variable annuities, and other similar insurance-based products. Utilizing insurance and estate planning and charitable giving is often the expertise of the CLU holder. 8 courses and passing 8 exams are required to hold this designation. 5, evaluating performance. Depending on what you're looking for in a financial professional, you may use a different criteria to evaluate their performance. If you hire a portfolio manager to make your investment decisions for you, placing your money in a pool or fund that they manage for many, many people, then you may want to look at how much the value of your total investment with that manager has increased over time. Usually, portfolio managers limit your ability to withdraw funds from their management to once a quarter, or maybe may require you to leave your funds with them for at least a year before you're able to take withdrawals. Most people change portfolio managers every 3 to 5 years. Keep in mind your liquidity needs and carefully review your statements each month when they're sent to you. With a certified financial planner, your relationship may be the key factor that you evaluate in determining whether you're satisfied with their performance. What were your goals when you started? Did you set up that college fund? After your CFP advised you to max out your 401k contributions, did you do it? Has the estate plan you discussed been executed by your attorney? Are they communicating effectively with you? Do they understand you? Are they being proactive but not too pushy? You may consider these same criteria when evaluating an investment advisor or a chartered life underwriter. Whatever method you use to evaluate their performance, remember that investing is not a science but an art. And there are no guarantees. Markets go up and down, and hopefully the person you are working with will explain to you where the potential risk is in the investments that they are recommending to you. 6, firing your financial professional. If the person who handles your account, manages your portfolio, or works up your financial plan does not listen to you, then that is a good reason to fire them. If you believe that they are churning your account, generating trades strictly to generate commissions, then you should fire them. If you find that money is being transferred out of your account without your authorization, then that is a very good reason to fire them and to file a complaint with the regulatory agencies. As I mentioned before, the relationship with your financial professional is a partnership between you and them. If you don't get along, then it will not work. When you talk about your plans and make decisions about how to execute them, you need to write down notes about what is to happen and when it is to happen. Then follow up and make sure the transactions take place and the work gets. Read and review your statements. If you don't understand them, then make an appointment and have your professional explain them to you. If they still don't make sense, then ask for their supervisor and keep asking until someone can tell you what is happening with your assets. One reason scams can occur and people can lose their life savings is because they don't take responsibility for their own money. They don't take notes, they don't read their statements, they don't have regular conversations about their investments with their professional, and they don't do regular reviews of their situation. If the rate of return sounds too good to be true, then it probably is too good to be true. The average historical return on common stocks is approximately 8% a year, meaning that year in and year out in up and down markets, you can expect to make about 8% a year in common stocks on average. So when someone tells you that they make 25% a year every year in their stock portfolio that they manage, alarm bells should go off and you should run the other way, taking your money with you. You can learn more about the financial professionals you're considering working with by looking at the databases on these websites: brokercheck.finra.org and advisorinfo.sec.gov. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Email me your questions to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.